Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got Maria Coyne with us, ladies and gentlemen. Maria is executive vice president with KeyBank, and she's primarily focuses on the Key for Women division of KeyBank, helping women in business. And she often does surveys of women business owners to find out what they're thinking about the economy and how things are going these days. And she's got another one to report to us, and she's here now. Maria Coyne, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and I want to congratulate you. I have to do this, folks. If you, KeyBank is a pretty large regional bank, and Maria is over the last year or so, banks have had their challenges, and we all know about that. But you guys have stuck to your Midwestern work ethic values of doing what you say you're going to do. And you, the KeyBank, of all the regional banks, you're one of the few that's actually continued to operate as you were a couple of years ago, and with the same name and the same ownership, and basically just continue to operate with those same values. So I think it's appropriate for me to stop and congratulate you guys on that.
Thanks so much, Tim. It really has been a stay the course effort focused on our clients and keep focused on our communities, and it's really paid off for us.
Well, and it's been interesting to see how the landscape has changed over the last 12 months or so, with the big guys and the little guys and the middle guys. You guys are kind of in the middle there, and in terms of size and everything. And so for you guys to basically have slid through, I mean, nobody has come through this unaffected, but basically you guys are still intact. And I just think that's over after what's been going on for the last year, for you guys to still be intact pretty much as you were, I think that's an accomplishment, and I think it should be recognized.
Thanks. It's been a year like none of us have ever seen, that's for certain.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, let's talk about what the women that you work with are saying. You've been polling your ladies in the last a little while and asking them some questions, haven't you?
Jim, we actually, in partnership with the Center for Women's Business Research, we actually went out the last 2 weeks of April and used their WBiz Insight panel to get their views on the economy, how it's affecting their businesses, how they're managing their money, and we found some very interesting things.
Well, let's talk about this. What were your goals when you started this? When you started out, what were you trying to accomplish?
Our goals were really to be very proactive about helping our women business clients manage their businesses and really understand the impacts of this current economic cycle that's having on them, and things, very, very specific as to, how they're managing their receivables and payables and what the actual, their opinions on where the economy's headed and how it's impacted their businesses and how they've adjusted.
What did they tell you?
Well, the most encouraging thing that we've learned was that the majority feel that the downturn has reached its floor and that it will not get worse. The vast majority, 90%, feel that the economy will either remain the same or actually improve. About 48% believe that the economy is going to get better within the next 6 months.
And did they tell you what they based that on?
Just on what they're hearing from their own customers and what they're feeling in their communities, and they very eyes wide open about the effect that the downturn has had on them. In fact, a good three quarters, 76%, feel that they've been affected by the economy. So it's not that they're Pollyanna or
well, I was I was going to say,
affected. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and to be honest, I think it's a woman's nature to be a little more optimistic maybe than guys. I don't know exactly why. They just, you know, that's the reason why. Maybe one of the reasons guys are so attracted to women, but because we like that spirit about women. But my point is, these are not women that don't know what's going on in the marketplace. These are women who are making payroll, who
Absolutely.
Are trying to make sales, who are gaining customers, losing customers. I mean, these are reality-based answers, aren't they?
That's absolutely true. And these are, you know, business owners that own companies that, you know, produce, you know, as little as $50,000 in revenue and as much as $5 million in revenue.
Right.
So it's a good sampling. It's across industries. And, you know, there is that spirit, as you mentioned. I think the thing we continue to be impressed with is the tenacity and flexibility.
Mm-hmm. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some more of this survey information, folks. And ladies, I hope you're paying attention. And guys, you know what? We got to know what the ladies are up to, too, right? 20 till right up back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. We've got archives and articles. My knowledge base is there, askjim.biz, right off the homepage. The newsletter is there. The blog is there. I hope you'll check all those things out and use them to your advantage. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, or 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. And by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Maria Coyne is our guest, Coyne. She is Executive Vice President at KeyBank and runs the Key for Women division. Am I saying that right, Maria?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Is that the right way to explain all that?
Yep.
You focus on the women business ownership strategy and support for those customers in at KeyBank, and you've been surveying these women customers on a regular basis, and we've been reporting on it now for a number of years. And I want you to talk to us some more about some of the other things that the women told you. This was as of April they were telling you this, right?
Yep. This was our most recent confidence survey, and I think one of the things that was stunning to me was how resilient these women business owners are. So more than half, 56%, said that they have, in fact, experienced lower revenue, lower net earnings. And at the same time, you know, only about 25% have lowered their selling prices, you know, only
good
about...
Good for them.
Right, and only, you know, there was some decrease in employment, but only about 18% have decreased their employment, and in fact, 13% added employment. So while they're, you know, while they're struggling with lower earnings, they're still sticking to their guns with their employees, and they're still investing in their businesses, and they're still trying to hold the course on their prices, and they're just being really, really vigilant about monitoring cash flow, speeding up their receivables, slowing down their payables, and just taking, real tight control on expenses.
You know, Maria, I heard a statistic the other day, a little bit anecdotal, but it was based on some real numbers. How much of a higher percentage these last several months of layoffs have been? How much higher percentage those have been for small business than they were in the early months of this recession? And somebody asked me why I thought that was, and I said, well, I know why it is. Because small business owners, we're not like big companies. We don't lay people off the first time we get a bad number.
Right.
You know, I mean, we might not pay ourselves that week or that month,
right,
but we don't lay people off, you know, if early. And if a small business owner lays somebody off, you know that was a gut-wrenching, I got no other choice kind of a decision. And it's, you know, this is after the business owner stops paying themselves for that period of time. I mean, that's something a lot of people, I don't know if you polled any of your ladies on this, but you know, I'd like to see the research on how many business owners in the last 6 to 8 to 10 months have missed paychecks for themselves.
Yeah,
I can tell you, I already knew the answer. It's a lot.
Yep, I would agree. I think that is, 100% accurate that, we see it time and again that these small business owners treat their employees like family. It is a difficult, gut-wrenching decision when they make that decision, and when they get to that point, it is it's typically a survival kind of an issue.
Yeah, yeah, and so even to the degree, not to minimize how men feel about their employees. I've seen women business owners, and women business owners take the family thing to another level, and so I know when they lay somebody off, it's tough on them. What else have you learned from the ladies?
Well, that they are even more focused on marketing and sales, in addition to the financial side and really, really controlling that cash. They're really out there trying to keep their existing customers. There are some that are feeling just fewer of their customers out spending money because they're still dealing with their fear. Mm-hmm. So they're getting ever more active in marketing and sales, and they're really showing the value of relationships and partnerships and continuing to communicate. I think that was another thing that we heard loud and clear, that's just that value of communications and connections and leveraging those relationships that they've built over the years.
This is a time when women business owners, if there is an advantage that women have over men, it is in the relationship thing, and I think, again, Maria, I tell it like it is, and there are things that men have an advantage over women on.
Sure.
But if there's one thing that I think there's a time when women have an advantage in terms of holding on to customers, I think this may be one of those times. What do you think?
I think that's true, Jim, and I think in some of the past studies that we've done and past research, we've shown that, by and large, relationship is more important to women, not better, not worse, and, men tend to be more focused on the transaction and kind of what's at hand at that moment. And not that there aren't,
I actually don't think that women are more, care about it more. I just think that they pull it off better.
I think they're probably better at it. I think that's well said.
Yeah, and because, I know how I am, and I'll tell you, if I'm going up against a female in the marketplace, I try to get in touch with my feminine side real quick there, Maria.
Well, you're doing a good job, Jim.
Am I? Well, sometimes, Maria, I just like to feel pretty. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's almost 10 till. Maria Coyne is our guest. She's with Key Bank in the Key for Women division of the bank, and they do a great job there. Obviously, they've done a great job because they're still intact through all the bank situations that we've had in the last 12 months. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Maria Coyne. She's with Key Bank, Executive Vice President with Key Bank, and we're talking about the survey that they conduct on a regular basis of the women business owners that they know and that they do business with. Maria, tell us how we can find you and your survey, and tell us a little bit about Key Bank.
Well, I would. The easiest thing to do is go to key.com/women, and you'll find our Key for Women website. And, we, in probably 2005, Jim, we launched the Key for Women initiative, even though we had been working with women business owners for a very long time.
Right.
We decided to formalize it. We committed to a lending goal. We have dedicated relationship managers, networking events, educational events. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of is that since that inception, we have lent over $3 billion to qualify women business owners. And, in fact, this April just just recommitted lending an additional $3 billion.
Congratulations.
By 2012 as a
whole. And you're getting that money out there, too, right? You're not sitting on it.
Nope, we're getting that money out there. It's not sitting here.
Who would have thought we'd have to have that conversation, right?
Right.
So, well, good for you. I'm proud of you guys. And of course, that's 05, I guess maybe part of 06 was when you started joining us to talk to us about these things. And so we congratulations on that effort and that work. And let's talk a little bit more on some of the other things you learned from these ladies.
Well,
in the recent survey.
In the recent confidence survey, we actually did ask them about credit because it's something that's important to us. And more than half of probably about 51% of the survey respondents said right now they're just taking kind of a wait and see approach. They're just hunkering down.
Mm-hmm.
They're really not looking for credit. Some portion of those that were looking were able to get it, and I think it's they're being prudent. You know, Jim, they're watching their cash, they're watching their receivables.
It's an amazing thing, Maria, to see this happening. I talk to bankers all over the country, large bankers, bankers in the middle like you, and then the independent community banks, even credit unions. Every month or two, I'm talking to several of those guys, and what I've been told by especially like the independent banks and the middle-sized banks like yours, who've mm-hmm. never stopped lending to small businesses,
mm-hmm.
What they're telling me is, you know what, we got money to lend, we've never stopped lending, but we don't have any demand.
Right.
Small business owners are not borrowing as much money.
That's not good,
say, for the relationship between the banker and the business owner, but it tells you about the discipline and the survival attitude that businesses are in right now.
Right, and in many ways it's very encouraging because people understand the impact of cause and effect. You can't borrow money without there being an increased cost.
Right,
and it's people are working with their bankers. They're having conversations about when is the right time to invest. When is the right what are the adjustments I need to make on my business? People are getting smarter about what they're focusing on. They're getting rid of parts of their business that don't make sense anymore. I think when we come through the other end of this, we're all going to be a lot smarter, a lot more focused, and better, stronger companies as a result of it.
Are you seeing, one of the good things I think that I see about women, this is one of the things I think women are doing a lot better job than the men have done, and that is mentoring and helping other women with their businesses. Are you seeing a lot of that?
It's so true, Jim. We have, we have networking events and we have our bankers there, but sometimes we just get out of the way and let them talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They really learn a tremendous amount from each other, and there are many of our women business owners we've actually helped form informal boards of advisors, which have been very critical and fundamental during these difficult times to get advice from someone on marketing, to get advice from someone on finances, to get advice from, a real estate expert or whatever.
This is an area, and guys, this is something we can learn from the ladies. Women will seek advice, and more than men do, Maria. And when they seek advice and people offer it, they listen.
Absolutely, very, very, very much. Like a lot of information before they make a decision. Not afraid to make a decision. Just like a lot of information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more so than guys, and that therein lies one of the issues. Sometimes women take too long to take action. They wait for too much information, and guys are more quick to pull the trigger. And it can work both ways. Maria, give us the website one more time, please.
It's www.key.com/women.
All right. Hey, Maria, good job. Good work on your survey, and we're looking forward to the next one already.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Maria Coyne, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back real soon with some more good information. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.